Welcome, my name is Don Hanshew. I'm one of the pastors at Doubling Down Methodist Church, and I'm so glad that you've joined us for this Wednesday night devotional time. We are at this beautiful New Dublin Presbyterian Church with my good friend,
Sarah J. Nixon, and I'm the pastor here, and we are so glad that you're here with us.
And we're going to jump into some scripture, but first we're going to begin with a word of prayer.
Let's pray. Lord, we are glad to have the opportunity to study your word together, however together looks right now. We pray that you would give us the eyes to see and ears to hear and hearts to understand what you're telling us tonight. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Well, before we get into the scripture, let's just kind of give an example of where we're headed. You ever overstated yourself or maybe thought that you were capable of something you weren't really capable of? Or let me give you an example. Like, I'm a parent. Whoops, and I'm a parent. So, like, I've been at Walmart before, and I've seen another parent just be really angry at their child and just really, really frustrated and be abrupt with them. And I think in my mind, goodness, that parent has anger issues. They should probably do something about that. But there's been times in my life, I've been at the store and I've been angry at my kids, but I blow it off and say, well, it's because I was having a bad day. And, you know, if you'd really known what was going on in my life at that time, it makes sense why I acted that way. And we're just so funny about how we see someone else, we judge them for that, but we give ourselves kind of the get out of jail free card saying, you know, if you knew more about me, you know why I said that or did that. Sarah Jane's got a pretty funny story about that too. New Year's.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, mind blank there for a second. I had, you probably have had this experience too when you set your resolutions at New Year's. And you think, well, I'm going to, you know, I eat too much sugar. We're going to use sugar for an example. And then you're like, great. Well, I'm never going to eat added sugar ever again. And, like, then, you know, that's not a sustainable goal. You don't say, I'm going to, you know, only eat a reasonable amount of sugar, or I'm going to, you know, never again, ever going to do it again. And obviously we fail within 2 weeks. Or we want to pick up an exercise habit, and we're going to go to the gym every day, and work out for an hour. And you know, if you're not injured within 3 weeks, you're burned out within 3 weeks. So I feel like this is something we all experience at least once a year, if not also at the grocery store or at wherever else.
Yeah, wherever you go, and you see other people, right? We do that. We can overstate ourselves, say, well, I would never do that, or say that I am capable of that, whereas in reality sets in, you're not. Well, it reminds us of a story in Mark chapter 14 that you hear, and some of you are familiar with, and if not, lend your ear to this. It's Jesus talking to the disciples, and this is they've finished up their Passover meal, and he says this as they're walking to the Mount of Olives. You will all fall away, Jesus told them, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. Now, if you're walking with Jesus right now and you're loyally following him in the middle of the night to the Mount of Olives, you're like, are you kidding? But after I've risen, Jesus says, I will go ahead of you into Galilee, which is really meant to be comforting to them, but they're still a little bit confused. Peter jumps up and declares in verse 29 of chapter 14 of Mark, he says, even if I fall away, I will not. If everybody else falls away, I'm not going to be one of them. Truly, I tell you, Jesus answered, today, yes, tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you yourself will disown me, not once, not twice, but three times. Peter insisted emphatically, even if I have to die with you, strong words, I will never disown you. And all the others said the same. Peter struggles. We all struggle. We like to beat up on Peter and say, I would never say something like that. But in reality, we have with New Year's resolutions, people at the grocery store or wherever it is that you go and you see other folks, we all have overstated ourselves. But hear the good news. Did Jesus say, when I get on the cross, I'm going to die for everybody except those who disown me, or I'm going to die for everybody except Peter? No. As a matter of fact, he died for all of us, especially those of us who are sinners who really need help. Jesus is our answer to a life that is whole. So Jesus died for Peter, for us. He even died for the people who said, crucify him. That's good news. That means even if we've overstated ourselves, there is hope to get back on track, to to following Jesus. And we hope you will do the same. You want to close this in prayer?
Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that even when we are as brash as Peter in our thoughts, if not in our words, that you have infinite patience and grace and love for us, and you're always, always, always willing to forgive us and pick us back up and dust us back off as our great good shepherd. We ask that you would teach us to rely on that and trust in it with all our hearts. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. So glad to have you here this week. Look forward to seeing you next week.
See you next week.